Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Challenge Vendettas or Hop Up Podcast for episode 7. I am Brian Cohn. Here with me, as always, is my co-host, Ally Usher. Ally, how are you?
Happy Valentine's Day week, belated holiday.
Do they have a word for, like, I know Galentine's is the day after. Can, like, Pod Tine's Day be the one after Valentine's Day?
Let's not further tie ourselves together, Brian, shall we?
That's fair.
I spilled coffee all over myself today, so I'm, like, off to a roaring start. This should be amazing as usual.
Yeah, well, that's better than, I guess, being sick with the flu, so that means from last week, we're all improving.
Oh, I thought that was, like, a dig at Sylvia.
Oh,
burn.
Add that, so. The flu transfers all the way to other countries when you're during that season, and, like, 3 months ago, so it works backwards in time, too.
Oh, yeah, how are you feeling?
I'm now all good.
Good. That would be very concerning, actually, if you had the flu for a full week.
Yeah, I would be Sylvia. I would be left from the game. With no word and no seeing her ever again. She just poof, Sylvia's gone.
I have no transition into talking about the episode. I guess I could be like Kayla and be like, if you feel dumb because you missed last week, here's what happened. I thought she was probably the worst of doing that we've had.
You know what sucks? My DVR, I guess maybe the episode started like at like 9:59 and like 58 seconds. So I like missed the person saying like what happened last week and just kind of jumped into the previously.
I like that because then you have to take my word for it.
Yeah. So you could have said anything right there. I'd have been like, okay, I guess that's what happened with the 3 seconds that I missed.
Just like Bananas could have said anything and the Troika still would have followed suit. Yeah, boom, there's your transition. Woo!
Yeah, transition to like a third away into the episode, but yeah, sure.
No, they opened up with voting for Victor.
I guess that's true. But he wasn't in the Troika, was he? I don't even remember.
Wow.
Oh, that's right. He was in the first Troika, not the second Troika. I got my Troikas confused. Never mind.
There he is. All right, so to recap for Brian.
Too many Troikas.
So little time. Bananas is in the Troika with your boy, Kyle and Tony. And votes for Victor, and everyone, quote, follows suit.
Yep. It's interesting. I mean, obviously, they discussed it beforehand, but we see later on when there's, like, a huge group vote, that first vote really is very important, and it, like, sways a lot of people's minds just to go along with the group thing.
Oh, yeah. I feel like we've seen that all this happening this season, where, like, whoever, you know, it's a nice production advantage to go to whoever you sort of want. Either A, to sort of take the blame or the credit, and also like to have that controlling say.
Yeah, no, for sure. It'll be, it's kind of wish they haven't gone to like the anonymous voting in a while. That'll be interesting if they gone back to that at some point in a future season.
Yeah, I like it here that we're seeing, like the Troika has like a little sense of anonymity and then they have to sort of own up to it. But you're right. I think anonymous voting completely does add a, some more courage potentially behind the votes.
So what did you make of this elimination of troubled waters?
You mean that they were just bailing water out of the box, right? Like I kept waiting to see like maybe I missed the like summary of this challenge. And I was like, oh, no, that's it. I got it.
Yeah, I was surprised when TJ started describing it. And then he's like, and then when you're going to smash your way through the bottom and then. And then it was like, nope, and just period. End of story. I thought there'd be another step once you kind of got yourself out of there, like maybe like a puzzle, you had to like do something, even like run and ring a bell. But nope, you just smash and you're good. That was a pretty cool scene to see, but I thought there'd be another step to see it.
Yeah, I was going to say it did look cool, like visually, like when Brad breaks through and hits the, you know, stuntman pad at the bottom. And I don't mind these sort of like quick and dirty eliminations. I also thought Brad's body strategy clearly was way better than Victor's. I couldn't even believe, and I don't know if this just comes from Big Brother. Sorry about that. Big Brother being harder to like look at your competitors or what. I don't understand. I don't know why Victor didn't even look over and change his strategy and just let himself get beaten so badly.
I thought that, but then I thought maybe like it could be really hard to see with like maybe water got in his eyes or his goggles and it like wasn't like he couldn't exactly see what Brad was doing, and I'm guessing not a lot of people were screaming out to him. I guess maybe some people might have been actually trying to help him, and he's maybe just going to hear over like the water splashing around. So I can give him a little bit of a break for not clearly seeing what Brad was doing and just straight up copying.
Yeah, that's fair. The old Joss excuse, like my goggles weren't working, but Yeah, I mean, Brad takes the win pretty easily here, and we're able to just sort of like move on. My question, though, is do you think we see Victor again?
I don't think so. I mean, I think if they were to go down the Big Brother route, considering I don't think he was like their first choice to even begin with, I think they would try to get a Paulie or maybe even like someone from like the next season that's going to be on. So I think this will probably be a one and done.
Yeah, I think that's fine for me as well. Like, not fine for me. I'm fine with that. And I agree with your assessment. All right, we get some interesting grenades now. No sort of easy choice until we sort of get to the challenge. But let's say we don't know what the challenge is coming. We get time crunch, where you can add time to anyone. Sit out, where you sit someone out. Or blindside, where someone has to compete blindfolded. Not knowing the challenge, I didn't think there was like a clear answer here.
Yeah, no, this was one of the more even distributed grenade options out there that you really would have to see exactly what the challenge is and see how you can have it most benefit. Because this one, there was no money option. I mean, they said sit out, but it wouldn't. I guess it wasn't exactly clear that they would go in, because he kind of described it as like you would give them a break, which was kind of a weird way to describe it. So yeah, so there wasn't a real easy answer to the side.
Yeah, no, totally agree. I didn't. It said more notes, and I was like, did I like leave a note to myself to take more notes? No.
And as the sisters at it again.
I half credit to us.
Yeah, half credit.
Is it like, are you impressed that he came with notes? Is it like sad that he came with notes?
I would say yes. I think it's a little sad, but it's also like, I mean, it's very smart that he kept the notes as generic. And I mean, we kind of talked about this, how like these notes were like so generic that it could apply to anyone. And that's because that's the way they were designed to. So like, I mean, we kind of had like the right read on it the entire time, that these were just like predetermined notes, and then they could have just been applied to anyone, and whoever picked it up could have made it to be about themselves or whoever they wanted. So, I mean, we kind of were right on exactly who it was. We just thought, you know, he wrote the notes in the house and then like go far out and have his sister write it.
And, you know, some of the audience is like super down and was jazzed by the storyline of the notes. This doesn't change my position from last week, which is sort of like, I feel like it amounted to nothing. I think it definitely stirred shit up in the house. So for Banana's goal of stirring shit up, mission accomplished. For like making interesting TV, maybe not as much, in my opinion. I know that other people feel differently.
Yeah, I mean, we still have to see if it actually comes out in the house that he wrote it. Based on people's like everyone's reaction on Twitter, I'm gonna guess it doesn't. I feel like this is kind of a thing that's then revealed like after the season to everyone.
So what everyone's been saying on Twitter is that they like for the first time found out on television. Leroy right. Obviously knew, because we get that scene of him in the house. He actually tweeted a funny conversation with him and Cam, where Cam was like, I know who wrote the note. It was someone in my room. And Leroy was like, spill it, Cam. You know, like, whatever. And like, clearly knowing she's wrong.
Right.
Now we get sort of an answer to Kara's like cryptic, I hate the person and will not acknowledge like who wrote the note. Cool. No surprise there.
also, now clearly like an extreme overreaction, considering it wasn't even like targeted like hate to anyone. It was just generic, like, I'm gonna stir shit up. So this is the thing that pushes Carr over the edge about Bananas. That's like a wild take.
I mean, who knows how many more notes are coming. It looked like he came prepared with like 30,000 notes.
I love that you were also right on it. His mindset was like, ooh, I'm gonna have this on pink paper in girls' handwriting so that way it can never be traced back to me.
I mean,
and it worked.
Yeah, he's pretty basic, but so is everyone else in the house.
Yeah, know your audience.
I want to know, this episode we see kind of like the most of Kyle being a real player here in the game. I don't necessarily mean with the ladies. I mean with the game.
Mm-hmm.
Have you formed an opinion on Kyle yet, either positively or negatively?
I would say now it's trending positive. I mean, this is kind of the version that we sort of discussed last week or 2 weeks ago. Is this like, was he playing dumb and he's going to turn it up at the right moment where he wants to just look as like this goofy guy, but he actually really knows what's going on? And that is at least what he's telling us he's doing. I mean, it might almost be too early for him to be turning it up now. It's still so much time left in the game to now kind of be raising suspicions about him. But that's, at least it adds intrigue to his story.
Yeah, see, that's interesting. I am trending down on him. I knew it was going down for me when he's having this conversation with Kara. And he's like, get rid of some of these F and B's. And then Marie seems like an F and B. And like, good for Kara for being like, you made out with her. But not good for Kara, because like, she clearly was also mocking Marie with that comment.
Right.
I think he's getting too big for his britches. I feel like he's playing stupid now when he comes in and he has the right strategy for who to put on his team when the Troika gets to make the teams. But shut up. You know Bananas is going to come through with that strategy anyway. Don't be leading the discussion because Bananas is going to get wise to you and he's going to get Victor out and then he's going to come for you. I just thought he was in such a great position. He was the unknown. He was the goofy social guy, you know, minding his business with his girlfriend that no one likes. I don't understand why you strike this crazy needing to be the strategic mastermind now.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I think he probably just got a little power hunger. You know, you get your first taste of the Troika, and then it's like, oh, I'm back in. And now it's like, oh, now I want to make moves for myself that way I can be seen as like a manipulator, because maybe he's like seeing like the praise that other people get as being a manipulator. He's like, oh, I kind of wanted that for myself.
Also, I didn't pull this and I'm only remembering now, and I feel like I'm gonna forget if I wait to the social media segment, but I would be remiss to not mention that Shane had like a mental breakdown while we were away and like changed his Twitter pictures to like Kyle's like hair transplant, beard transplant stuff, and was like, you're gonna talk shit about Marie, like be happy with your own body, blah blah blah, and then like went ham, exposed the articles that everybody already knew about. Kyle had tweeted, like, the only reason I talked about that on the podcast is because like Kyle was like interviewed for, like Kyle put the photos out there for the article to have. There was no paparazzi in the hospital room or wherever that procedure was done. Mm-hmm. But then Shane, like the next day, was like, don't tweet in bitterness, like and like deleted tweets because like that's wrong. And I was like, cool, Shane. So that happened.
So someone had a drunken meltdown and then openly regretted it. So there
he's
we go.
Clear.
That's Shane for you.
Yeah, he's clearly making some enemies. Both Shane and Kyle making some enemies recently. I guess we should see what happens with Kyle. You're buying. I'm selling Kyle.
Yeah, I think I'm buying. I'm not going all in, but I'll take a flyer. Take some shares.
Take a flyer. I don't, you know what, your guess is as good as mine. The last time I really was interested in the stock market was the fifth grade stock market game. Am I right? Just kidding, I watched the news. Okay, we have a question. So all right, TJ gets the big announcement Sylvia's going home, which I mean, I guess we spoke too soon last week saying she was lucky to not be sent home because she looked near death. Ashley B. Dazowitz wants to know, how disappointing is it to have Sylvia have had such a great start to the season and fight for her spot only to be sent home for being sick?
Yeah, it's a real bummer. I mean, she was actually, I mean, this was far and away her best showing, and she was kind of really making her mark as like a competitor. I mean, I guess the spin zone positive is like she kind of like Costanza did it, kind of went right out on a high note. So now everyone's going to want her back, as opposed to she comes back and sucks more. And then it's like, oh, never mind, we don't want Sylvia back. So at least now she's got people wanting more.
Yeah, that was exactly what I said. Like, unsurprising to me that she got sent home given how deathly ill she looked. And she went out on a high note. Like, I think this was like a pretty good case scenario for Sylvia. You know, come in, win a lot of the audience back, show up in a great, memorable elimination, and you'll be back.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I thought, you know, this could have been like her last hurrah to kind of do something, and she did something, so. Now I'd be stunned if we don't see her again.
Let's talk about the challenge, appropriately titled Puppet Master, given the note antics going on the rest of the episode.
Yeah, so we find out this is a team challenge and it's a double elimination week. So kind of everyone is up for grabs, no matter what.
I was excited to hear that because I like that they're constantly, you know, it's one thing I get mad when we're following a strict format and then like 1 week seems to suspiciously just like get messed up, like for someone else's benefit. I like that the last few seasons, nothing matters. You can't rely on anything, constantly switching things up. That I'm okay with.
Yeah, you never even know if you're actually going to be facing off people in the game in elimination. So you never
again,
know. Again,
totally fine with me.
Yep, totally.
But did you like this challenge?
This one was probably, I think, the weakest of the season just because it didn't seem to be much to it. I mean, they were like them being chained together didn't like add anything. If anything, when they started describing it, I thought it was going to be like they were all going to be blindfolded and there'd be like a caller, but then I thought that would be a weird thing to do and then add that as a grenade because everyone's already blindfolded. So I don't really know what they were going for with this challenge, but it like didn't really
work. And also don't give me a picture of CT and then not have CT show up. I was like pissed about that.
Yeah, that was weird timing. Especially because they had the picture of Anissa and then she showed up later. So why not just have CT show up?
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, it also Will Simon, I didn't pull the full question, but basically was saying, you know, how do you have a grenade with a 1 minute penalty for a challenge that takes 5 minutes?
Yeah, I mean, I guess we don't exactly know how long it really took, but it could not have taken that long. That this penalty seemed pretty severe. And it wasn't even like it was supposed to be a specialized to a person penalty, and it was just like we're just giving the other team, so whoever has Brad, the other team is a 1 minute penalty.
So in that same vein, like, it pissed me off that, for a change, you know, I almost never get pissed off, but like this really pissed me off that they add this voiceover acting like today we're gonna twist it up and have the troika. I'm trying to sound unnatural, but I probably sound the same. We're gonna twist it up and the troika will pick the teams. Don't say that. Just have the trick to pick the teams and show us, and you don't need to act like you haven't been doing this every single time.
Yep. Especially when there was the whole controversy last week where, I mean, I'm sure, like, I know these episodes are edited, but, like, I feel like they can easily have just, like, gone back and added another TJ voiceover to say the same that they did last week. So they got called out last week when it was really mattered, like, I guess, from the contestants' perspectives, who was picking the teams, and then they go out of their way this time to do it. So it's very bizarre. It's like, they're really taking, like, a shot at Marie, probably, for, like, no reason.
Don't whiz on me and tell me it's raining, MTV. Just, it doesn't have to be consistent. 1 week, you could pretend the troika didn't make it and it was random. This week, the troika's making the teams. I don't care. Just like the format's made up, it's fine. But this was insulting to me.
So were there any surprises on who was on what team?
For me, it was really, the surprise was just how A, game savvy Kyle was, and B, willing to step up and show how savvy he was.
Yeah, I think that was a surprise that he took real command, and, like, I mean, I even, like, he impressed, like, Bananas. Like, Bananas, like, ooh, this guy is not as dumb as he looks, so he's got.
Were
that
you
going
surprised by any of the actual, like, people on the teams?
A little bit. I mean, I was surprised that they had, I mean, if you're doing a team based, like, purely on, like, seemingly strength, which is what they did, it was weird that they put Kayla on another team and gave themselves Jemmy. I guess maybe it was, like, they're safe in case they didn't, like, for, like, the puzzle portion, they wanted to have Jemmy, but it was kind of weird that they kind of swapped those two. Those are the only ones that kind of
I thought that was their plan if they lost, to put in Shane and Jemmy.
Like, okay. I knew Shane was, like, the goat. I didn't realize they said Jemmy.
They didn't
was
say
also
it. That was just, like, the only thing I can surmise.
Okay.
Right? Because the other females were all people.
Well, it could have been Kaylee, because Kaylee was on
their
team.
Oh, right. Okay, fair. But, you know, like, who knows where Banana stands with her and sort of what she wants, what he wants with her. I don't know. But, yeah, either way, maybe you're right. I think Jemmy does have good puzzle strength, and they probably recognize that. Still won pretty easily.
Yeah, I mean, it was a pretty clear victory. I mean, there were like a few weird sound bites. This was a very bizarrely just edited challenge. Like, there was one sound bite, Cara was like, and out of nowhere, the other team was just there. It's like, yeah, Cara, like, it's a very small area. They're going to be there. So it was a very weird challenge.
So what do you think of, I know a lot of people have been confused, like, why did Brad need to call out Cam and say, this grenade is for you? Do you feel like, I feel like he was asked to do it, no? Because TJ says, like, in which one person are you giving it to?
Yeah. I mean, I think, he had to specifically pick someone. And I think he did it before they were all told there would be, like, chained together. So I think at that moment, it was, like, maybe it was still somewhat, like, an individual within a team challenge. And then, like, he says Cam's has the penalty, but it's, like, everyone's just going together. So, yeah, it was, I mean, he had to call out someone, otherwise there would have been no backlash, so they were hoping there'd be something from it. But, yeah, it didn't matter that he picked Cam in the end. He could have picked Brittany.
I also think that given the nature of the challenge, before I was going to say, like, all right, we got to give Marie some credit for avoiding the grenade here, but I'll take your point that if he still thought it was going to be an individual being held back and not the team, that he wants to pick a stronger girl who will help win the challenge to put a penalty on. But I still don't think it's worth it in a team challenge like this. Is Cam going to be that essential to the progress of the team that you need to make a new enemy?
Yeah, I mean, if he knew probably all the circumstances surrounding the challenge, it would have just made the most sense just to pick Brittany, because, like, I mean, it's a team thing, so it's not like they would have blamed Britney for having it. And then, like, obviously he would have faced no backlash from her because there was nothing specifically done to her. So that would have probably just been the simplest move.
All right. We have a question about the way that the Troika was chosen. So the green team wins. Susie Storm wants to know, why didn't the winning team choose the Troika the same way the losing team chose the people to automatically go into the ring? Each person saying three people they want to be in the Troika and the people with the most votes are in.
Yeah, I mean, they could have done that. I just don't know why people just agreed to it. Like, it was very weird the way that all went down. Like, this banana just said the three, and then, like, you would think people like Shane and other ones would have fought against it. And I don't know what would have happened if they didn't all agree. I don't know if TJ specifically said, like, you have to come to, like,
yeah, Shane's the only one even asking, like, all right, if you guys are the Troika, who are you going to put in? Nicole's stupid enough to be like, you. And then, like, take a note from yourself, Nicole. You're like, even if I made a deal, I'd renege on it really quick. All right, then make a deal and renege on it really quick.
Yeah. So now we have the full voting. This was actually very intriguing to see how this went down amongst the losing team.
Yeah, Clayton O'Dell also said, why didn't Banana's team put up any type of fight over the Troika, especially since two of them had just been in the top? I was like, yeah, dissent. Like, they say on Survivor, like, tell them, refuse to vote. Like, say, no, we're, like, not done deliberating. I'm not ready. But I do think it ultimately would have come down to a majority vote, and they just, Jemmy and Shane definitely just didn't have the votes.
Yeah, I mean, there was a lot of names, and, like, I want to give, like, a special shout-out to Leroy, because I don't know if it actually worked. But this might have been like his smartest strategic in the moment thinking that I've ever seen from him.
Be a bit more transparent. Like, I thought that was not, I don't know, like, yeah, don't be in the Troika, but I also don't think he like earns any, like, he has blood on his hands already. Anything Tony does, people know it's Bananas, or anything anyone does, like, they know Banana's not stupid and he's not just like, oh, I don't really feel like being in the top. I was just in it. I need a break. Like, it was the right decision, but I'm not going to give any kudos. Like, it's just so transparent.
So the votes for the guys are going back between Leroy and Joss, and then he's the last guy to vote, and the two girls being tossed around were Marie and Veronica, and he specifically points out, like, Marie and Veronica, I'm not voting for either of you. I'm voting for Kayla. I hope when it comes back to you, you help me out. And, I mean, they do.
If they can give him kudos, I'm not giving him kudos. It was just like, you know, like, I would just be like, it'd be one thing if he just like walked in and didn't say anything. I think he should control the narrative. I think he did the right thing to act first, put up his boys and put up Nicole, who's also in his pocket in certain respects, especially given the rest of the team. I don't think it was like that, you know. I mean, look, you're right. Would anyone else have done it? Probably not. But that doesn't mean I'm impressed. It's just like sad for the rest of the people on the show.
That's a fair question. I was just, at least he's thinking. Like, that's one of those things where a lot of people just like do whatever and they just move on. But like, again, if it swayed like even one of them, that's a huge, huge decision to do in the moment.
I feel like besides Kyle, we're like in lockstep tonight, because I was just gonna be like, this was interesting to me. I don't know that they owe any more allegiance to Joss over Leroy, like that they would really care. So maybe that's it. It's he's sort of saying like, look, I'm going to help you. But I feel like he doesn't actually help either of them, because he abstains from the vote by voting for Kayla. Any risks that Kayla is going to be like, what the hell? All right, Leroy, I'm voting for you, even though she obviously didn't. She voted for Joss. So I just feel like it was smart. You're right. At least he's thinking. I'm not going to like credit that for why he doesn't go in.
Yeah. I mean, it is interesting that to save himself, he burns a vote when that's exactly what cost him last season. So it is interesting. He's kind of like, you know, taking what happens to him and applying it. I mean, I was worried Caleb was going to kind of use it against him too. But I mean, it's weird. We don't really know where a lot of the girls stand with Leroy. They're sort of like, I don't think anyone's really ever against Leroy. Like you said, if anyone's against him, it's because they just want to take a shot at Bananas. So it was, I didn't really know exactly where like Veronica and Marie and all of them would vote in terms of deciding between him and Joss.
I agree, because Marie is with the women who are with Bananas. So I kind of thought that's like her vote was not going to go to Leroy. Like, Kayla's vote was never going to go to Leroy. I don't know if that was a Veronica play. Like, I don't, you know, if he voted for one of the women, I think, who were really up for contention, Veronica or Marie, I think they certainly would have voted for him back.
Yeah, Yeah, I agree. And that's why I think it was a very smart move just to toss Kayla's name out. And then and it worked out that Kayla didn't take it personally and was able to help him out.
My question with this is, how is Brittany escaping getting voted in? Does she have like the best social game, or what's the deal there?
I don't know. Yeah, I think maybe people are just really starting to like her. I mean, that's the only thing I can think of. Yeah, I don't know why all of a sudden now Cam is like this like big target that a lot of people are voting in. And same with like, I mean, Veronica must have an atrocious social game. You'd think with all like the rookies and the like one timers that she could try to get like a pass a little bit, but she's just constantly a target.
Yeah. And also like, it's so confusing because like Veronica, legend in the game, great player, has won eliminations. Okay. She's certainly not the most physical woman and like the biggest physical threat. I think even the biggest Veronica fans could admit that. Mm-hmm. Why Joss, who's one of the biggest, if not the biggest physical threat in the game, and then Veronica, who sort of would be considered a layup in the field?
I mean, could it just be like the difference in thinking from the guys and the girls, that the guys are looking at, you know, I want to take out the big threats maybe physically, and for the girls you're looking at social threats?
But the guys dictated the girls' vote too, right? Because Nelson votes Marie, but Veronica starts getting tossed out by Joss, Zach, Devin, and then ultimately like everyone else.
Right. Yeah. But then at the end, I mean, the girls could have easily then flipped it around if they wanted to, then voted on Marie or voted on, I mean, I guess Kayla. Again, Kayla's had the biggest turnaround I've ever seen from someone who was just so hated for her first couple seasons amongst everyone. I don't think her name's come up once besides this burn vote from Leroy.
I stand by my analysis that Jenna not being on the season with her is the best thing to happen to her game in terms of making her spread out socially. But yeah, I don't know. I thought this was a strange vote, but it is what it is. I mean, look, clearly these people have probably discussed who they wanted next. I'm sure it wasn't just like totally made up by Joss that Veronica was going to start going in. Right. But it is hard when we don't have like clear understandings of what's going on with the different genders in the house. But
yeah,
Joss and V are going in. We get informed that there will be no elimination, no Inquisition. And Mike Christensen wants to know, did they realize the Inquisition was a bust for time and nix it? Or do we think it's coming back?
I think it's coming back. I think this is just like a, you know, it would be weird to have six people sitting there. Maybe they just don't have a bigger table and they can't fit all six people there at one time. So I think I'd be surprised, very surprised, if come next week we don't have a normal Inquisition, unless we're just sticking with double eliminations, which I'd be totally fine with.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. Wish it wasn't coming back. Didn't miss it at all this episode. Don't know why, though, that they act as though you can't still talk about the vote if you don't have the Inquisition. Right. That was a little puzzling. But yeah, I think they'll definitely be back. This was just to make, well, I thought it was to make time for the double elimination, but it was really to make time for nothing because we didn't even get a complete regular elimination with just two people. So who can say?
Well, the one thing I'll give them a pass on is, like, you know, we did get almost two full eliminations, which would have been the normal amount. Even if you're having a double elimination, like if you had two eliminations, that would have been fine. It's just now we have to have four versions of this, so it would have been really tough to
That's what I'm saying. We didn't even get the two complete ones.
Yeah, I know. We got close, though. We got close, so that, I'll take that.
But we got no club scene, so why are you cutting out the club scene for not a complete elimination? No, what's going on?
Maybe they didn't go out. I don't know what's
going on.
If we
could get an editor to come on and be interviewed by us, that would be the most exciting interview, I feel like, to just chat with somebody who edits the show.
Like, do you think this actually works? Like, having like a two-thirds of an episode for every episode and like it never lining up, right?
But like, it works, right? Because we're still podcasting and we're still watching. So they've bested me.
Yeah, that's because we're lunatics. But like, for most other people, I feel like,
well, don't say that.
So what did you make of the troika? What did you make of the troika? Because actually, this was, again, one of the more interesting troikas of the season.
I think this was one of the best episodes so far. Not necessarily in like the most like wall-to-wall entertainment, but definitely had the most like things to think about. You know, as the game gets later and later, it's getting more interesting. I feel like Nicole made like a really rash move with Shane, but whatever. I do feel like I was paid back in my prediction that Shane mocked me about, that people just got sick of him this season. So kudos to me, but I was kind of like annoyed to see Shane go in because
did you remember that Shane and Nicole were a thing.
Who cares? Like, I just kind of was like, I just feel like it was a waste, right? Like, it's like Shane's not going to win this game. And okay, great. We're going to have Shane go in against Joss. Or so we thought. But like, in the time.
So we thought.
I just thought that was too much of a personal move rather than like the actual great move to make.
Yeah, I mean, very, very personal. But from Nicole's standpoint, like, if you have a vendetta and he's not like the biggest guy, like having him go up against Joss is probably your best case scenario. So for her, at least it makes sense.
Yeah, fair. I just it was a personal move for her. It's a personal move for me to be like, but I was very surprised to see that they're like, well, Brad won us the game, giving us the grenade, so we're not going to put him up. Shocking to me.
Yeah, that's because you don't normally see that, like, oh, this, they actually helped us out, so we're going to help them out. Maybe it's, I mean, I could see the scenario where if you put him in, you don't want him getting another grenade, and then it's like, oh, now he's specifically going to definitely use it against one of us because, you know, he had one, it helped us, and now he gets another one, so now he's going to use it strictly against us.
I just thought that was, like, stupid. You know, like, if Brad's your biggest target, you put Brad in every single time, and he doesn't have enough grenades to kill everyone in the house, right? And Joss could probably take him out, again, thinking it's Joss. So Derek and Jordan don't really make that worse, that you have someone like Joss in the bottom, put your biggest threat in again. Like, you still have blood on your hands.
Yeah. No, a little surprising. What did you make of Kyle? I love Kyle's like reasoning where why he wanted Nelson. He's like, I just want to see what happens to the money. Like, I was like,
I thought that was brilliant. Like,
that's a great point. I don't know what happens to the money. I want to know too. I would assume they keep it, right?
It's a great question, right? Because sometimes like you see it refunds, like that $5,000 goes to split among the troika who got him out, or gives to the player who eliminated him or something. You know, I could see all of that. I bet he just goes home with it.
Yeah, I would say he either goes home with it or it goes to the person who eliminates him. I think those would be the only two options. Although, who the hell knows? Like you said, maybe it doesn't go to the troika. That would be wild. Or just gets added to
it
the final.
It could just go away. Then,
or it just goes maybe to the final pot or whatever.
And then Devin, we get as like vocalized as another pawn. But as we learned from Big Brother, pawns go home. So we'll see. Yeah,
I think eventually this will come back to bite him constantly being there. At some point, they're going to be like, you know, let's just lose Devin. Because if he's going to keep running his mouth, it's going to get him in trouble at some point.
Were you surprised to see Nicole go so heavily to bat for Marie?
A little bit, especially because like just because they're from Staten Island. Is that like you have to back someone from like wherever you're from? That's like a thing.
I don't know. I was almost more surprised that she got her voice heard, that like Marie didn't go in.
Yeah, it was a little surprising for sure. Especially because then it turned around that Natalie went in. And I would have thought that like Tony would have been, you know, helping Bananas out and not putting him in, but putting her in.
I wouldn't be surprised if like Bananas said to Tony, like, put up Natalie so it doesn't seem like you're in my pocket, or it doesn't seem like Natalie and I are a pair. I mean, it probably didn't happen, but I could see something like that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that would be an interesting scenario. And then Kaylee gets thrown in again, like the rookie token rookie gets thrown in, but doesn't seem like she's kind of like one of those again, like Devin, just always in, never actually going in.
But kudos to Nicole for like making her voice heard in the group of two guys, one girl. I'm also like, this is again, I'm tired of Kyle, like, you know, regrets his makeout with Marie so much that he's now just like on a warpath to get her in. Like, who gives a shit, Kyle? Like, Marie's not a threat to Kara. She's not a threat to you. Who cares?
Vendettas are created in mysterious ways.
All right. Speaking of creating vendettas in mysterious ways, let's break down this Natalie Devin fight.
I mean, I think what Devin was saying throughout all this is he's right. But it's a very weird timing to do it when you're up for elimination.
That's interesting. And who knows when this actually transpired.
That's totally fair. I just think if you're up for elimination and you're probably not the target, like I think he has to know, like, oh, they're probably going after Shane. Just keep it that way. Don't rattle the beehive. And especially have Bananas start, you know, rallying his crew and like push the Tony, like, all right, now we want to get Devin out. And then all of a sudden you're in.
Yeah, I think he just like kind of had enough of Natalie being like, oh, my God, I've ever, like, her comment was annoying. Like, if the whole house is in an alliance, then I'm screwed. Mm-hmm. And he's like, you're in an alliance. Shut up. And she tweeted something like to the effect of like, you know, in Big Brother, you don't expose your alliances. I'm still learning the game, like, whatever. It did give us the most iconic moment of Mitch Watch, of Jemmy eating the Nutella with a knife. That was incredible.
I did see that. That was very funny.
All right. And then Johnny gets involved saying that, you know, you're pathetic when you're picking on the girls. Ugh. Couple questions.
I mean, what are the questions? Go ahead.
Nathan Deacon, about to ask you to set up exactly what's about to come out of your mouth. Is Johnny a massive hypocrite, or does he just have an incredible lack of self-awareness? I feel like this question could be asked every week, but this week specifically relates to him ripping on Devin for bullying girls during the Natalie argument.
Yeah, I would say it's a lack of self-awareness, or maybe he's just like fully blocked the island out of his just total memory. It's just never happened. Because, I mean, I gasped at that comment. Gasped.
Forget the island. Let's talk about the freaking note that you had a woman write to preemptively plan to bully the women in the house.
I guess,
he's got little bully notes in pink with female writing.
Yeah, but he didn't write that. That was his sister. But totally up to her own building. No, I mean, yeah, I mean, that's bad. I was just even thinking, like, the island, like, that was, like, one of the most, like, I mean, you could be like arrested for like harassment throughout that entire season. That was some brutal stuff. So, yeah, I mean, he's not the one to be throwing stones on this issue.
And let's go to his Twitter page. I mean, it's constantly she's fat. She's a drunk. She's ugly. Like, OK, Johnny, you just never pick on the women. Or maybe he's so self-aware because he says, like, you know, you're pathetic when you pick on girls. So maybe he's just calling himself pathetic. Could like, be. Welcome to the club.
Could be. I think he's just straight trolling. I mean, maybe he knows like how ridiculous that comment is. He's like, oh, you know what? Doubling down on my trollness.
All right. There are two sides of this, though. Maggie Gibbons says, was Devin out of line at all when speaking to Natalie?
I mean, I don't think he was out of line, because I think everything he was saying is right. It was just, I just wouldn't have done it then.
Umberto says, not cool, Devin, saying he's the articulate one in a diminishing way to somebody who's ESL. I will say, I don't think Devin meant like you don't speak English well, you're not articulate. I think he more meant like compared to the other goons in the house, like I'm the one who knows strategy. You can't BS me. But I think it was like really unnecessary. I don't really understand like why he needs to start like berating her. I think it was more out of frustration for his lack of spot in the game. So keep your head up, Natalie. You're in an alliance with bananas. Everyone knows it's okay. And you're in a good spot.
Yeah. I think I was probably more like like the ditzy blonde, like I'm the mastermind puppet master. You're just like, you know, the trophy girl or whatever. I think that's where he was probably going with that.
All right, but let's talk about the ring. The Troika picks Shane and Cam unanimously. Yep. No surprise there. I was surprised when Tony's like, I'm guessing that Veronica wants you in, Cam, because she voted for you. I'm like, you could talk about this if you actually give a shit, Tony. This was clearly a bullshit excuse.
I mean, you know what? Pull out any string you can get. That's a good excuse if you have one.
But yeah. The only surprise really in the ring is that here comes Tori and Nisa, Jordan and Derek.
Yeah. Four legends. Legends.
Perfect that you say that, because Felipe Shimon says, why is Tori a legend? I love her as much as everyone else, but can we not put the legend moniker after one season? Where's Emily Schramm? Where's Evelyn?
Yeah, that's totally fair. Yeah, I mean, Tori had one season. Let's calm down a little bit.
Yeah, I think that was weird, but it's like the new direction of the challenge, right? Like anybody who comes, like Cam is now a champs versus star. Like it's just like you're on for 5 minutes, get her on the next show. Yeah. She's a legend.
I mean, looking back, I mean, Tori finished third, right? Like, am I blocking that out?
Yeah. She different. And then, no, you're right.
Okay, and then I mean, I think she did well, but like I don't even remember any, like how many eliminations did she even win? One, two at most. One challenge. I mean, yeah, let's calm down.
Speaking of calm down, I almost jumped through my computer screen. I was watching the computer when Nelson is like, Derek, you're so lucky I'm not down there to put my hands on you. First of all, you would 100% lose to Derek every single time,
every
like literally every single time.
I would be more confident about that than like that the sun will come up tomorrow.
I am more likely to start thinking that like Jemmy actually wrote the note, even though Bananas owned it, than that Nelson would ever beat Derek in anything, including flipping a coin.
And literally he put his hands on him last season and he was sent home for it. It's like, wouldn't you not want to do that again? Like, did you not learn your lesson?
That was the what actually infuriated about me. You were a drunk idiot and like we're like, oh, like I shouldn't have done that. I'm so stupid. I got to work on myself. No, you don't learn anything. And I can't wait to see him get sent home this episode, this season too. Like yeah. He sucks. This was such a shitty comment.
So shitty.
Oh, it's so stupid.
You had such passion behind that sucks too. You met that sucks.
Because he does. I'm like, there's no defending why he'd make this comment. I wish I had my hands on you. That's like, hold me back. Hold me back. If he wasn't holding me back, I'd be all over him. Like, you fought him for no reason. You act like that was some big tough moment and your ass got sent home with nothing.
Yeah, nothing.
Okay. Let's talk about Crazy Eight. For anyone. Oh, also, for anyone who's new to the challenge, Jordan is a beast. Tori is good, but new. Derek is an old school returner like Brad, but who's much better. And Anissa has beef with Veronica because at last year's reunion, she exposed that Veronica was in a relationship with a woman who used to compete on the challenge and she wasn't ashamed by it, but it wasn't public information. So now you're caught up. Let's talk about Crazy Eight.
So first, before that, were you stunned that, first of all, I know they're doing it later where I think CT does come, but were you stunned that CTA wasn't in this first batch of mercenaries, considering the last time they did it was like his, like the most iconic thing ever in the challenge? And B, that they didn't mention that the last time they did this produced one of the most iconic things ever.
Well, if he is coming back this season, then they're like waiting to air that clip, right?
Or do you think they'll do that challenge again? Because that would be unbelievable.
I mean, be still my heart.
Yeah.
What I mean, a ride.
They have to, and just like hope and pray or just manipulate the bananas is going in and then manipulate the coin that it goes in and they have to do it all over again.
Do you like in this setup with the four of them that any one of the four, all or none, could go home as opposed to just two?
I'll be honest. When they started doing this, I didn't realize that was the case until they said like, whoever was it that said like, oh, we can lose all four people tonight. I thought it was somehow like the way they did it last time. It was like a time thing. Like whoever lasted the longest or slash one or whatever it was, like there was a way to compare the two. I didn't realize that all four can go home.
Yeah, I didn't either. I thought it was a really confusing setup, but then I liked how they finally got into it. I thought they were all going to be going and it was going to be just like the two guys trying to block them also, you know, like I thought it was going to be just like them being annoying, like when they had to bop them on the head with the hammers.
That was the stupidest thing of all time.
But I like how it turned out. I think the coin flip. I actually can't believe that they flipped a coin and Anissa really got picked for Veronica. Like, I don't believe that was a clean flip.
I mean, it's a 50-50 chance. This is pretty good. I mean, like
weighted coin, baby. Weighted coin. That was bullshit. I mean, I loved it. We needed it.
Oh, we definitely needed it. If they manipulate it, you know what? Good on them. If, like, of all things to manipulate, we can do this. We can all survive this one.
All right. Andrew Style says, are you two fans of these heavy hitter type eliminations or do you think it's unfair to not have the two players actually competing in the season go head to head?
Yeah, I mean, again, I never say anything is unfair in the challenge. It is just like these four got really bad luck. I would say that they have to go in this type of situation where, you know, they can all go home. Like of all the eliminations to avoid, this is, you know, good one on them to all avoid it for everyone else who did, I should say.
Yeah, I loved it. Give me more. But like have every elimination with a real competitor being at the other end of it.
You know, I mean, it's funny. You have to actually win. Like, obviously, if you win elimination, you're winning your way in. But it's like you have to really win your way in. I mean, this could be a week where we, I mean, obviously we would have lost one person. But especially if we didn't lose anyone, like that would be awful.
I like this for me is the highlight of the season right now. I'm only upset that we didn't keep seeing it. Shane, not even close. At least he gets a reset against Jordan, but there was once I saw them walk in, I was pretty sure Shane was going home against Joss anyway, but it was so clear.
Yeah, I think it was Zach who said it, but like it is just unbelievable how good Jordan is at just like everything he does. Like he's like he should just be like an Olympic athlete. Like he has to be one of the best athletes in the country.
And as Zach points out, he does it with one hand.
Yeah, he's a sight to see.
Anissa and Veronica, do you have any predictions about this?
No, I think this will be pretty even. I mean, unless Veronica, her broken finger, like just like sends her home, which would be a real bummer that we don't get to see this battle play out. But I think this is a pretty even match. I mean, I've gunned them ahead. I guess I'll pick Veronica just because I think she can like she's actually fighting for something that maybe this will push her forward. So I'll give her the slight edge, but I mean, if she has nine fingers, I guess that kind of takes her down a peg.
Yeah, well, we'll see. But this is it like I don't want to say it's like a situation with the Anissa's ankle. Like this, her pinky really did look like it was dangling.
Oh, it did. 100%. Yeah, this looked like a real injury.
Also, some people were sort of speculating, like, you know, the people coming in, the mercenaries have nothing to lose. They're saying that. And like Veronica's like, I think she's going to take it easy on me. There's no way they're not getting paid more if they don't win. I mean, if they win.
Oh, you think that's the game? I mean, I think they're probably just getting whatever they're getting now. And it's just like, I think they're all competitors. They want to prove themselves or not prove themselves, but just like for their own pride sake, want to win.
I agree, but I bet you get like an extra like $2,000 if you win. I don't know. They want them to be fired up. Like, I feel like the glory works, but like, all right, we'll fly you out. We'll give you like 10 G's if you do this and we'll make it 15 if you win.
Yeah.
I'm making that up. Like, it could be 100,000. It could be 10 bucks. Like, who knows?
Get a happy meal on the way home.
All right. So that takes us to the end of the actual episode. We will see the more exciting matchups next week.
Josh versus Derek looks off the charts.
And I like that he's underestimating Derek. Like, big mistake, Josh.
Yeah, that's just, I mean, if you were just tossed into this world and you have known nothing about Derek, you think, oh, look at this, like, kind of short little guy. He seems strong, but what does he do? And then he gets into it. He's facing a freaking, like, jungle warrior.
Thank you to the 5-star reviewer this week, KC Mora. We really appreciate it. If you want to make our day and give us your feedback, you could do so at robhiswebsite.com/challenge iTunes. I want to get to some Twitter stuff. I will say this week in RHAP snubs, Brian, we were viciously snubbed from an upcoming co-host version of the Newlywed Game on RHAP. That'll be recorded Sunday. So everyone look out for that. We are a longer running pair than anyone who will actually be on the episode. But, you know, needless to say, we know where we stand. We would not be the drunk aunt of podcasting if we let a lack of invitation keep us from a party. So I thought we could play our own version on the show. I have 6 questions.
Oh, boy.
We're running short on time. So I will let you decide. Would you rather hear about the social media drama of the week, or would you rather play a couple of Newlywed Game questions?
Is this the first question?
No. This is, I just asking you.
Well, let's just try to do, like, can we do 2 questions and some Twitter? Because I know people want to hear Twitter, so I don't want to deprive them of that.
We can do 1 question, and we can kick the next one next week. And on top of that, if you want to submit your own questions, people can give us our own questions.
Perfect.
All right. So, I bolted, like, the top 4, but I didn't pick, like, just one.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
Give me a couple of, like, the cow. Okay. Yeah,
so, you're going to have to write down what you think I'm going to say and what you are going to say. And then I'll
text it to you. Just don't look.
No. We'll just say it. So I'll say, what do you think I said? All right.
Okay.
So the question I'm going to go with, all right, you're a rookie on the challenge. Congrats. Who are you most likely to flirt with for strategic reasons?
So I'm answering for you.
No, so you are going to give me your answer after I tell you I'm ready with who I think you're going to say.
Okay.
See, it's tough because I'll talk this out. So here's what's going to happen is I'm going to say an answer I think you wrote down that you think. You're going to do the same. Okay. I've already written my answer because I also wrote the questions. So do you have your answer? Don't tell me for you.
Yeah, I do.
All right. I'm struggling here because I know who you would flirt with for like your own reasons, but I purposely wrote this. And I have another question later that'll address that. This is like just for strategic reasons. If that changes your answer,
right? No, I mean, I knew the question was, so that didn't change.
Okay, I have written down Cara Maria.
That is not what I wrote down.
Okay, what?
Close though, sort
what
of.
What did you write?
I wrote down Laurel.
See, I was thinking Laurel too. It's hard. We have like 100 contestants to choose from.
I know.
All right.
But yeah, Laurel.
I cheated in my answer, but what do you think I said?
I'll say Bananas.
Interesting. No, I couldn't stomach it. I said CT.
You thought I could stomach Cara?
I said CT or Leroy, but that's cheating because I also would be happy to flirt with them for any reason.
I thought my first thought was actually Leroy, but then I thought no, because like she's gonna be worried about like the swimming portion of being like stuck with him. He's gonna lose. She's not gonna want to do Leroy, so that's why I should have said CT was a better answer. I should have said CT. I kind of like blocked that. I forgot he was like a fan.
After I explained my answer, like the question, so you understood it. I gave you the wrong answer for me, but okay. So more on that maybe next week. I think it could be fun. I think. All right, let me ask one more question. You just got cast on X's. You're pumped, you're super close friends with your ex. B, semi-excited, you've been hoping to reconnect. What a better way to do it than the challenge. Or C, quit. There's no way you're working with them. And I purposely didn't provide an answer that's like, eh, you'll tough it out for the show.
Yeah, that was, there was no good answer there.
Do. Okay, so I am going to pick my answer. And I'm going to say... Okay, I have written down your answer.
Jesus Christ, these are not good answers. None of these are good.
That's why it's a fun game.
All right, I mean, I guess I have my answer.
Okay, I selected A for you. Pumped, you're super close friends.
I did B.
Oh, well, you're in trouble.
There's no good answer. But I don't want to quit. That's why I didn't do quit, because I'm a competitor. So if I got cast, I'm not going to lead the show. That's mean for all the other
people.
I hope
your girlfriend's not listening to the podcast.
No, she's not. She's not. Don't worry.
All right. What did you think I said?
Oh, this is a horrible question. Why
this is easy
this
for me. If you've ever spoken to me, which I know you have on a pretty much weekly basis for 3 years.
Oh, there's a lot of pressure. I'm going to get this. I'll go A.
No, C, quit. No way I'm doing it. I'm out.
Okay. Okay. God, I guess that's why we're not actually on the show, because we don't know anything about it.
All right. So that was fun. Some Twitter stuff. First, actually, this isn't Twitter. First and foremost, Jemmy is going to be joining us for an interview next week. I couldn't be more excited. So look out for a thread for your questions. Tweet to us.
We'll bring the Nutella.
Yeah, I have plenty of Nutella, actually. Unsurprising. So Zach and Brad have gotten to a Twitter fight. I pulled some highlights. Brad tweeted, like, Zach is the only little boy I know with a resting bitch face. Please line this up, challenge Twitter. Like, he's, like, trying to be rivals with Zach. And Zach just goes, pretty busy on Twitter this morning, bud. Don't you have a diaper to change or a PTO meeting to head to? I think he means PTA.
Yeah, I would Zach think so. Fail. Although I could easily understand Zach not knowing the difference.
Brad says... Another, he's just responding to trolls. Definitely not. Zach is the weakest kid to ever step foot in the game. 100 emoji. Hashtag line that up. Like, he's begging the challenge to put him with Zach. Zach says the punchline to every joke this season. Better get off Twitter and go play with your turntable you bought at Toys R Us to prepare for your illustrious DJ career. Hashtag don't be a Brad.
That's a good one.
Brad said... That Jemmy tweeted, ooh, like Zach and Brad Twitter feud, happy V-Day hoes. And Brad said, he called me before the show proposing to back each other 1 and 2 and then shows up, talks shit behind my back and makes move to ruin my game, Jem. Chin scratch emoji. Zach then tweets out a direct message from Brad dated like in September. Pretty sure you hit me up looking for a deal. Hashtag don't be a Brad. And it says, Zach, we should chat, brother. Let me know if you're interested. Muscle emoji, sunglasses emoji, finger up emoji, and then his phone number. But he blacked out the phone number.
Good job.
Yeah.
By him.
The other thing I'll say from this week is, I don't know if you saw on Valentine's Day, Bananas rolled up to Jemmy's apartment in New York with a truck plastered with naked pictures of Bananas with a note over his junk that says notorious. He's also had sweatshirts made. So this was just like a pure money grab. Good for him. Jemmy's got some video on her Instagram if you want to check that out. We'll ask her about that next week.
Boom.
This killed me. Jemmy tweeted, if God is real, thanks to Megan Elizabeth as always for helping me out with Twitter. Jemmy said, if God is real, there will one day be a Rivals 4 and Jordan will carry my Nutella eating ass to the final.
Well, one can only dream.
Marie said, this is interesting. I think Kyle's just mad. I give zero fucks. I called him out on hooking up with Sylvia, Nicole, and myself post Cara. Stay salty. Hashtag America. So maybe more on that later. And I will give Leroy the final word in all caps. At Nelly T, some people get what they deserve. I hope you go in and go home. And I agree.
There you go. We can only hope.
That's it.
That's it. You can subscribe, as you mentioned, robinswebsite.com/Sean's iTunes. Follow me on Twitter at @ColinBryan_. Follow you.
At Lash Tweets.
You sure?
Am I sure that my handle is at Lash Tweets?
Oh, I'm joking. You said like a question mark. That did not go well. Okay. Until next time, have a good one.